This is episode 2402 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day six of our series on self-care. This week, you're exploring ways to slow down and allow yourself to listen to your inner wisdom. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you layer together the meditation techniques you've explored all week long. And if you're just joining us, you are in the right place. All the techniques, the affirmation, the breathing technique, the mudra, and your visualization will be combined in your meditation today. Do you know someone who may be struggling? So many people are challenged these days. So I encourage you to share meditation with someone you know. You could share this episode. You could connect with them and show them a few of the techniques you've been exploring that resonate with you. I'm sharing the meditation techniques and a daily journal prompt on my Sip and Om Instagram. So I'm going to be a little more active there, offering support, tips, and inspiration that go along with the week's theme. So I hope you will join me there and message me. Let me know how you're enjoying your meditation ritual. I always love hearing from you, and I would be honored if you provided a rating and review of the podcast to let me know the impact meditation may have made on your life. I want to share with you a message from your fellow meditator. This is from Gerard from Phoenix, Arizona. Gerard reaches out and says, "I've never been on more solid ground with my emotional state as I am currently after having meditated daily for 6 months. Thank you for providing a daily meditation." Thank you, Gerard, for sharing your success story. And it is indeed a success story to have meditated daily for 6 months. Now, what would that look like for you as you give yourself self-care this week? If you showed up for yourself daily and did some kind of self-care, that could make a huge difference in your life. If you gave yourself some self-care along with meditating, you can imagine how differently you would approach your life and your emotional state. And that is what you're going to be guided to do as you meditate today. You will improve your mental health. Research shows meditation is one of the best ways to do that. Another way to receive a little extra support during these extenuating circumstances is by reaching out. Remember, reaching out for support is a sign of great strength. Millions of people are reaching out more and more these days for support. In fact, that may be one reason why you decided to listen to the podcast. Maybe you need a little extra emotional support these days. There is a lot of support out there, to where you don't even have to leave your meditation cushion if you don't want to reach out. One resource you might want to explore is the BetterHelp app. This is an app you can connect with regardless of where you live in the world. Within 48 hours, you're connected with a licensed, highly vetted by BetterHelp professional counselor who you can text, you can meet with on Zoom, you can call, you can get the support you need. It's available. So make sure you reach out if you do feel you need a little extra support. You're definitely not alone, as millions of people have experienced incredible help on the BetterHelp app. You can receive 10% off your first month of support the way you need it most when you visit betterhelp.com/daily meditation. That's better, BETTER, help, HELP, /daily meditation. So now I invite you to settle yourself down for a little self-care to improve your mental health. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, gently elevate your eyes upwards. Begin to notice how you feel right now. Mentally affirm our affirmation for this week. I am worth it. I am worth it. Begin to notice the rhythm and the flow of your breath. As you inhale, draw your breath inward and upward. Visualize it touching the point between your eyebrows. This is where your prefrontal lobes are located. It's referred to as your spiritual eye in yoga and meditation. As you exhale, release your breath gently and evenly as you release tension and toxins. Inhaling, drawing your breath inward and upward, feeling expansive. Exhaling when it feels right, releasing your breath gently and evenly. You may place your hands in this week's mudra, the Tsi Mudra. With both hands, place your thumb down into your palm and then fold your fingers over your thumbs. It's as if you're making a fist with your thumb curled in the middle of your fingers. This mudra helps to release sadness and despair. Release worries and fears. Visualize now the kind of support you need most in your life. Listen to your inner wisdom. What do you feel you're lacking? Maybe it's joy. Maybe you need more energy. Maybe you need more focus. Cultivate the state you need. Visualize yourself somewhere where you feel safe. You may visualize yourself with someone who helps you feel the way you so badly need to feel these days. You are worth it. Allow yourself to sit in this beautiful stillness, cultivating what you need most. you are so worth slowing down for.